Okay, today we start Nisavim Vayelech, and hope I just have a little virus under the weather, so Be'ez Hashem will see out of the Shemaya, see how far we could go. It might be a little shorter, but let's see what we could do. Okay, Nisavim Vayelech, for the last Shabbos of the year. So hopefully we won't have to short Parsha, but we don't have to have a short Parsha here because of that. But we'll take it Pasuk by Pasuk and Parsha by Parsha. So the Parsha starts off, the first Parsha. Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem. You're all standing here at the end of the 40 years. Lefnei Hashem elokeichem. There's some chumashim over there if you need. Rasheichem, shifteichem. The heads of your shvatim, zikneichem, mishotreichem, kol ish Yisrael. All the Jews, all the zakenim are there. Tapchem nesheichem, v'keirach hashem v'keirach machanecha. Goes through every, all Jews were there, standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. The babies, the women, the gericha, the converts. Mechotev eitzecha ad shoev meimecha. From the wood choppers until the water drawers. Ask a number of them a farshim. Well, usually you have a list of something, a list of people, a list of anything. You have A to Z, from A to Z, all the way, the whole list, A to Z. So if you were saying all Jews were there, what would we have said? From the greatest Talmud Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva, all the way down to the Shoei Memecha, to the water carriers. And yet, what does the Pasuk say? From the wood choppers to the water carriers. It's kind of like A to B. From A to B. That's a list. They're the same class of people. Same group. So why is it Chotev Eitzach HaShoei Memecha? What exactly is the message of the Pasuk? So two ideas. One I heard from Rabbi Pelkovitz many years ago, where he says if you keep reading the previous Pasuk, the first Pasuk of the Parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem. You're all here in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all equal in the eyes of God. As the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, we all go in front of Him on Rosh Hashanah, in a couple of days, Kivnei Marom, like sheep. One by one, we are all equal. We are all kulchem in His eyes. So maybe in that way, Hashem is kind of, and the Pasuk is trying to give us that message, that there is no A to Z in Yahadus. There are no A people and Z people. Everybody's A-B. Everybody's in the same class in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nitzavim hayom kolchem, you're in front of Hashem Elokeichem. A, B, C, you're all one group. There's nobody above and there's nobody below. That's the message of A to B, you look at it, it's kolchem, because we're all here together. We're all here standing in front of God. Kol Ish Yisrael. One idea. I saw the Shemin HaTov, but Weinberger also notes the question, V'hakushya ha-mufursemes, source number one, they're close to each other in position. What is that? A to B. Eliy Shlomar. Really, the Torah is hinting to two drachim in Avodat Hashem. Two ways in Avodas Hashem. Demerameis l'shnei she'ifos b'Avodas Hashem. Two strivings that we have, two things that we yearn for. Or two different avodos, we might say, and maybe we need a little of both of them. Number one, the teva eish hayotzei min ha'etzim sh'olo lamala. Fire goes up. Fire goes up. That's the nature of fire. The teva hamayim lahefech. Diyadim lamala lamata. Water flows downstream. Even though a couple of times in history, water did the opposite. Kriyas Yamsuf, when Bnei Yisrael went through the Yardane. In the times of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said the water should flow upstream to prove that he was right, in the Machlokas, and Maseches Bava Metzia. So a few times a day, but normally, water flows downstream and fire goes up. Chotev Eitzecha, the wood choppers, for the fire. Shoev Meimecha, the water, right, the carriers of the water that go down. That's two drachim in Avodat Hashem. V'zeh mechuvan l'shnei mahalchim elu, hamiyagim atzman b'she'ifa l'shamaymios. We have to reach for the stars. We have to raise ourselves up. We have to realize human potential. We can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke about last week. Right? We're able to do mitzvahs and get close to Him. All of we have to go that, ad elu shemistafkin b'ikr b'bitel ataivis v'aradifa achar olam hazeh. To those, he's saying it as two. The people who focus on that type of avodo, I'm so amazing, I'm so great, I got to try to get close to God and fulfill my potential. And those that believe in, I have to lower myself, what we call shiflas ha'adam. I'm a nothing in front of Hashem, I have to focus, right? Anochi afra ve'efer. There are those that serve God, the godless ha'adam, and there are those that serve God, the shiflas ha'adam. That goes up, symbolized by fire, jumping up, and those that go down and hold themselves down, Shiflas Adam, what's known in the yeshivas as the Derech of Slobodka and the Derech of Nevardik. Slobodka focusing on Gadlus Adam, right? Oh, man is amazing. As where does the Adam come from? You know, it comes from Adame, I will be like God. But on the other hand, we have Nevardik and we have Shiflas Adam. We have to realize that in the large scheme of creation, you know, we are just small, tiny beings in God's awesome world. So he has it as two different poles. Maybe the point is to have a little of both. We all need a little of both. We all have to have the self-awareness and the self-worth of, I want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. Hashem loves me. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. On the other hand, Anochi Avraham Eifer, Avraham Avinu. They say the Bali Musar, he kept those in their two pockets. In one pocket, they kept Anochi Avraham Eifer. I'm a nothing. I'm like dirt and ashes. The other pocket is Adam Elokel. Adam is from the word Adam El, be like God. So we have to have the balance of both. But that's what he says also. Vulai, he continues, he says, maybe you see that in the continuation as well. Feel free to, that's what we're gonna say outside. Michot Ibet Secha ad Achoe Memecha. So those are two ideas from why the list in the Torah goes like that, A to B. If we keep reading, if you go to Vayter in the Parsha, you don't have to go too far, because it's not such a big Parsha. If you go towards the end of the Parsha, actually, Perek Lamed, the first two psukim. Says the Torah, V'haya ki yavou alecha, kol advar ma'ele, ha-bracha v'ha-klala, when all these things come upon you, the bracha and the klala, asher nasati l'fanecha, that I put in front of you, v'ha-shivosa el v'avecha, you shall bring it, you shall return to your heart, v'ha-shivosa el v'avecha, bring it to your heart, b'chol ha-gayim asher ha-gadichacha, Hashem l'kecha shama, v'ha-shiva yudu tshuva el v'avecha with your heart, even though you're amongst the exiles, you're amongst the other nations. Next pasuk, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Famous pasuk, do tshuva until God, towards God. Vishamata bekolo, and listen to his voice, b'chol asher anochi m'savcha yom, and everything that I command you, says God, ata uvanecha, b'chol vavcha v'chol nafshecha. So two consecutive psukim, the concept of tshuva is discussed. First we have, in pasuk Allah, v'hashevosa el avecha, to your heart, and then we have v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So the Aruch Chaim already notes what's the difference between the two. What do we have these two, v'hashevosa and v'shavta? Let's look at source number two, the Yam Simcha. It's a Rav in Lakewood today. Beautiful sefer, the Yam Simcha. Rav Fried, it's a brother, used to daven in my shul in Woodmere. Hikshav Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim asks, Dila el pasuk alef ksiv, v'hashevosa el v'avecha. The first pasuk says, to your heart, u'mak velus. So what's the two psukim about tshuva, two in a row? V'od ma'halashon ad Hashem alkecha. Also, what's the language of until God? Ad. Hayachal leftov Hashem lakecha. Do tshuva to God. What do you mean, ad? Until God. See, kos v'yesh latariz behektim im ha'uvda shor Rav Sadigon. The story of Rav Sadigon. Probably aren't too many stories that we know of Rav Sadigon, but this one is, out of the stories, this is probably the most well-known. We're going to make it well-known right now. The story of Rav Sadigon, who lived 1,000 years ago, even more. Shpamachas bo'etz lo'echan mitalmidav pitom layla. One time, one of his students showed up at his house, asked him a shaila maybe, in the middle of the night. Umatza oso shahayim miskalgel b'sheleg. And he saw his Rebbe Rav Sadigon, the Gadol Hador, rolling around in the snow. Doesn't know what the Rebbe's doing. I guess they had snow in Bavel. Right, had snow in Bavel. Okay. V'haya ha-talmid omein mishtomeim. The Talmud guy's like, what's my Rebbe doing? He's rolling around in the snow. V'nechrad v'nirtad. He starts shaking. He's like, what's happening? Bavalo Rebbe, klum chas v'shalom atem tzrichim l'tshuva b'yisur misigufim gdolim ke'ele. You're obviously doing this because of tshuva, right? In those days, there was a derech of tshuva of self-torture. Self-torture, they used to hurt themselves. Right? We don't really believe in this today. But self-torture, we believe in fasting. That's about it. We don't believe in more than that. So his padi was rolling around in the snow. He says, Rebbe, what do you have to do tshuva for? What do you have to do tshuva for? You're Rav Sadigon. What do you have to do tshuva for? The Heshev Loteida, says Rav Sadigon, you should know. Shemei Olam Asisi Kazos. I've never done this before. The first time I'm rolling around in the snow. And they didn't have down jackets in those days either. Or ski pants. Ki Adati Binafshi Shalavati Avir Kazu Chas V'Shalom. I've never done anything that would deserve this, that would require this tshuva. She'eyet Shara Kazeh, that I would need this. V'eich Lamati Dera Kazeh Mibalabayis Echad. I learned this from the Balabas. I learned this from a certain Jew. What happened? Shabasi lebeis malono. There was an innkeeper And one time, says Rav Saadia Gaon, I stayed overnight. He didn't know who I was. I wasn't going to say. I didn't give my card. Right? I wanted the rabbinic rate. Right? He said, I have a question to Yid. I'm saying, hi, how are you? Wonderful. He treated me fine. And he gave me a kavod that, you know, like a normal innkeeper would give any patron of his. But then word got out that I was in town. And word got out that I was in this hotel. And the whole city came to the inn to pay their respects and say hello to me, give me kavod. When the Balabai saw this, that he realized, this is Rav Saadia Gaon. He had Rav Saadia Gaon in his inn. He started going out of his way. He gave me the suite. He gave me everything. He started to say, he started going above and beyond. And when I was about to leave finally, the next day, he fell down in front of me and started crying and asking me mechila. I'm sorry, I didn't realize who you were. He said, I'm so sorry, I didn't give you the proper kavod. I didn't realize who you were. If I would have known who you were, you know what I would have done? I would have rolled out the red carpet right away. I would have, if I only would have known! But I didn't know. You did fine. You gave me proper kavod. What else would you have done? Line 26. You gave me all. I gave you all the kavod once I knew it was you. But before I knew it was you, before I had that hakara, I didn't do what I really should have done. I gave you kavod for anybody. I didn't give you kavod for Rav Saadia Gaon. And therefore, I ask mechila. Rav Saadia Gaon has this story happen to him, and he says, "Oh, there's a tremendous mussar I just learned." Next column: the elad dvarim nechrasu b'toch mamake libi. These words went into the depths of my heart. De'im b'kvod baser v'adam b'vakish shlichel ha'avar. What does Rav Saadia Gaon say? He didn't realize who he was in front of, and once he realized it, he says, "Oh, if I would have known what I would have done yesterday." Every day, we have a deeper hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day we come closer to Him. Every day we feel for Him. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're unbelievable. Right, well, the six mitzvahs t'midios. We spoke about it in Shir today. Right? The six mitzvahs, the first bir halacha, quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. The six mitzvahs we have to do every second of our life. Believing in God, not believing in Avodah Zarah. Believing Hashem is unique. Yichud Hashem. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Velo Sasu Rachei Levavchem. So Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. One day we wake up like, we have such love, like, you are unbelievable. We have such realization sometimes. So when we have that, says Rav Saadia Gaon, we have to say to ourselves, so now we're feeling towards God, and now we're davening properly, and now, what about yesterday? It's the same God. We just didn't realize how awesome He was. We didn't realize it was God. We didn't realize, kaviyachol, lahavdil, we didn't realize He was Rav Saadia Gaon. We thought He was one level. Every day I have more hakara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every day I feel bad for how I treated God yesterday. I served Him properly, but every day I realize I have to do more. And I have to do more, and I have to do more. And that's why I'm rolling around in the snow. I'm sorry that in the past times I didn't give you the proper kavod. Every day I makir more. Lafisichli, according to my seichel. So every day I do tshuva, because every day I feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the story of Rav Saadia Gaon. So says the Yam Simcha now. Maybe that's the pshat in our psukim. Returning, last paragraph. Chazinon. Da'osim tshuva amitis. True tshuva. Kol yemein b'tshuva al yam sha'avru. Every day of our life should be filled with tshuva, because every day we have a clearer, hopefully, and a deeper appreciation of Hashem. V'chol masha roem yoser, chasdi Hashem yisbarach. U'makirim gadlus habori yisbarach. The more we recognize God's kindness and His gadlus, mislavim yoser la'avdo, we have more fire to serve Him. U'mismarmarim, and we're upset about the days that passed, that we didn't do proper, we didn't show proper respect. V'zeh p'shakan. Line 26. To Achar, she asks Adam Asos Tshuva. First pasuk, he starts doing tshuva. Hashivos el avecha. He starts doing tshuva in his heart. But then once I start, snowball effect. No pun intended. Right? It starts. Az b'chol yom b'yom. I have more, and I'm. You know what the next pasuk is? V'shafter Hashem alokecha. Right? Because it's a tshuva about Ad Hashem alokecha. We start doing tshuva, but then we realize Ad Hashem alokecha. Man, I got to do more. And it's more and more, just like Rav Saadia Gaon had that hakara, so too, we have to have that hakara. As we look back over the year, hopefully, these last days of Tavshin Samach Tes, we should look back and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held our hands throughout many situations. So we have to realize, and hopefully every day, feel a deeper achrayus for HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. Continuing our discussion, Perek Lamed, let's go to Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shishi. Shishi. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, we're going to talk about this for a little while. This mitzvah, asher anochi misavcha hayom, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lamed Yud Aleph, lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi, lo bashamayim hi, it's not far away from you, this mitzvah that I'm discussing with you. What mitzvah are we talking about? What mitzvah are we talking about? Right, lo bashamayim hi, lo bashamayim, lo niflesi mimcha. So if you look, Chazal and Rashi, quoting Chazal, says this is talking about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. Rashi says in Pasuk Yudal, ki karo be'lecha, ha-Torah nitzna lachem b'chsav u'bal peh. Torah was given to you. That's the mitzvah we're talking about. Lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoka. You can do it, you can do it. But the pashtus of the psukim, and this is the Ramban's view, based on the pashtus of the psukim, you don't have it in front of you, but this is the Ramban, that we're talking about tshuva here. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah say of tshuva. Ki ha mitzvah hazos. This mitzvah, you can do it. What were the previous psukim talking about? What were the next psukim talking about? It's all about tshuva. Keep that in mind. It's all about tshuva. Says the psukim continue. Look at Pasuk Tezvav now. Pasuk Tezvav. Re'eda sati lefanecha hayom esachayim esatov. Ves hamaves ves hara. I place in front of you, says Hashem, life and good, and death and bad. Chayim ves atov, make the life good choices or the death bad choices. Asher anochim saf chayom, etc. Follow in my ways. Ask the Meshech Chachma, and just the ha'ara of the Meshech Chachma is something like, whoa, we should have picked up on that. Here it says, I put in front of you, not just tov and ra, but chayim and maves. What about at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, just a couple of parshios ago? What's the first pasuk in Parshas Re'eh? All right, look back. Re'eh anochi nosein lefechem hayom bracha uklala. All of a sudden, the stakes are more serious. Now it's not just bracha and klala, it's bracha and chayim and klala and maves. What changed? What changed between Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Lamed? What's the difference? The Re'eh, the choice, but all of a sudden here the stakes are higher, says the Meshech Chachma, source number 3. Second line. Re'eh nasati lefanecha hayom etzachayim v'esamotov v'esamotov v'esara. U'beparshas Re'eh amar. Re'eh nasati lefanecha hayom brachu klala v'zeh kodem sh'amar mitzvah sa'tshuva. You know what's in between? The chance to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity. Do good. But then he says, do even better, I'll give you the chance to do tshuva. Aval kivat sh'amar mitzvah tshuva. Once we have the chance to do tshuva, halo ha-cheshbon gadol min ha-din. Din v'cheshbon. Din, as the Vilna Gaon says, he's alluding to. Din, we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. What does that mean? Din is for the averis that we did, for the faults, the mistakes that we made. Cheshbon are for the mitzvahs that we could have been doing at that time. That's din v'cheshbon. So after we have the opportunity of tshuva, shahaya yachol v'shuva lo shav, v'zeh avira yoter gadola, v'nitave mi'bracha v'klala, chayim umaves. So all of a sudden, remember, bracha is both directions. Bracha turns to chayim, eternal life. If we take advantage, how we could get close to, how we could perfect ourselves. Tshuva doesn't make sense. Topic of a separate shiur. It doesn't make sense how we could wipe away, something that occurred. Right, somebody, two people get into a fight. You can't, even if they apologize, it's still there in the past. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's not, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Right? So it says that. So we don't understand it. But once we have that opportunity, how close we could get to Hashem. So that's what changed. You have bracha and klala, and it changed to chayim and maves. Because once there's tshuva, the stakes are higher. And the last three words, v'zem musr nora. I don't know how many other times the Meshech Chachma says that. He said this is a deep, awesome message that we have to take to ourselves. Using the possibility and the privilege and the chance of doing tshuva. Because once we don't use that opportunity, so then it makes it even worse. This idea is also suggested, the fact that we have to use the opportunity. Aseres Yimei Tshuva coming up. you know, we have to use it. So, and if we don't use certain opportunities, maybe it's even worse than beforehand. It's a scene through a Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Last daf in Yuma, Pezayin Amud Aleph. Gemara tells an amazing story. Here's the Gemara, the second line. Rav havi le milsa b'had Yehu tavcha. Rav had an argument with a certain butcher. A certain butcher wronged Rav. Lo asal akame b'mal yomi tekipure. It was already Erev Yom Kippur, and the butcher still did not ask mechila from Rav. He didn't come to Rav. He didn't come to Rav. So Amar Rav says, you know what, I'll make it easy for him. I'll go to him, and I'll wait for, you know, maybe he's busy, maybe, you know, I'll go to him, and I'll hang out by his store. So I'll make it easy for him. Amar Iyu, he said, Ezel anola fi yusile. I'll go, and he'll appease me there. Pagabe Rav Huna. Rav Huna met him on the way. Amar Le, he said, Lecha gazlmar. Rav, hey Rav, where you going? You're not usually walking around on Erev Yom Kippur. I'm going to try to make up with Plony. I'm going to give him the chance to do tshuva, to ask forgiveness. Omar says, Rav Huna, Ozo Abba Lemiktal Nafsha. Rav, you're going to end up killing him. So Rav Huna said, Rav, you shouldn't go. You're going to end up killing him. Rav Huna was a Navi. Ozo Vakami Lave. Rav didn't listen. He continued. He went to the butcher shop. So he stood in front of him. He just stood there. Have a yasiv a kapali resha. He was cutting a head of a piece of meat. The butcher was cutting meat. Dali eini v'chazia. He lifted up his eyes and saw Rav. Amarle, he says to him, Abba, Rav's nickname, At Zil, get out of here. Lestli milsa b'hadach. I don't want to deal with you. V'hadi the kapali resha. The next moment, as he was chopping meat, ishtamit garma, a bone shot out from the meat that he was chopping. Umachye b'kue, and hit him in the skull. V'katle. He didn't make it. How'd Rav Huna know? How'd Rav Huna know that the Rav was going to, this was going to happen to the poor butcher? The answer is because Rav Huna knew the secret of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And Rav Huna knew the Meshech Chachma, so to speak. He knew that when we have the opportunity for Tshuva and we don't use it, then it's even worse. We start off with bracha and klala, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us there's an institution called tshuva, it turns into chaim and mavis. We have the butcher. He goes there. He goes to stand there. We don't use the opportunity. That's even worse. Says the Kochvei Ar, Ravitzala. Ravitzala says, he says, that's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's this Gemara. This Gemara is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Special HaKadosh. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to the butcher shop. He said, I'm here, everybody. Please, ask forgiveness. Please, I'm close to you. Dear Shosh and Bihimatso. So it says, Revitzala, that's what we have to learn from this Gemara. That's what we have to learn from the Parsha. To realize the opportunity that Tshuva represents and try to capitalize on that opportunity. Once we are on the topic of Tshuva, we have to talk about a famous question. This one is really famous. The Sadigon story is only semi. This one's a really famous question. With we'll give two answers. Maybe we'll give a couple answers next week. Maybe a shiur next Wednesday night. Sure. Yeah, we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll do like Zos HaBracha, because we're not going to do it, you know, and then save it, and then we'll do Hazino the following week. We'll figure it out. Okay, so the famous question is, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, source number 5, Hilchas Tshuva. But if you look closely in the Rambam does not seem to have a mitzvah of Tshuva. The Rambam seems to have a background of Tshuva, but not a mitzvah of Tshuva. Says the Rambam in Source 5. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah. All mitzvahs in the Torah. Bein asei, bein lo sasei. All mitzvahs. Im avar adam alachas mehen. If somebody violates, bein bezodo mei mishkaga. If somebody violates, kisheya ase tshuva. When he does tshuva, the yashuv mecheto, and he repents from his sin, chayav, what does he chayav to do? Lehisvados lefnei HaKel Baruch Hu. To do vidui. He's chayav to confess. Vidui, the Rambam talks about the three parts of vidui, right? First is acknowledgement of the sin, and then it is, this is what I did, I am sorry that I did it, and I won't do it again. Those are the three parts of vidui. Chatati avisi vashati, v'nichavti yiboshti, I'm upset, v'nichoz lo davarzeh, and I won't do it again. Three parts of vidui. So if you look closely, and this is what, much ink, I'll probably put this in the top 10 questions on the Rambam, different Rambams in all of Mishnah Torah. I would go out on a limb to say more about people aren't going to talk as much about the Rambam and Hilchas Shchenim as much as in Hilchas Tumas Meis. You know, Halavai, we should, but I mean, Hilchas Tshuva is everybody talks about Hilchas Tshuva. So the Rambam, the famous question, why does the Rambam count Tshuva? It's just that if you do Tshuva, then there's a mitzvah to do Vidui. So where's the mitzvah of tshuva? So the Ramban obviously argues. The Ramban in our parsha, what I read before, ki a mitzvah azos, on that pasuk, the Ramban says there is a mitzvah of tshuva. So what exactly is the answer? Many answers given. We will do two of them tonight. First, we'll have Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yavetz, source number 6. Rav Zsolti, who was the Rav here in Eretz Yisrael, we're okay. Need a pen? Got the scribe. I can't, in David HaMelech's palace, they found the uncovered where the scribe used to, the area, they found all these inks on leaves, right in near David. So they found, they uncovered, but, I forgot what the scribe's name, and he's in quoted in Navi. But, gotta stop for the scribe. Okay. So says Rav Zsolti, the Rav from, who's in Yerushalayim, source number 6, he has been near Bedas HaRambam. This is what I think Pshat is in the Rambam. You have to look at another Rambam to understand what is this Rambam. The cause of Perek Zayin Hilchos Shuvah, the Rambam writes in the seventh parak of Hilchos Shuvah, second line, Kol HaNaviim Kulan Tzivu Ala Tshuva. All the Naviim commanded us about Tshuva. Ve'ein Yisrael Nigalan Ela B'Tshuva. The Jews will only be redeemed when they do Tshuva. V'kvar Hefticha Torah, the Torah has already promised, Shesof Yisrael La'asos Tshuva B'sof Galusan. The Jews' destiny is to do tshuva. They will eventually do tshuva. Umiyad hei nigolan, and they'll be redeemed right away. Shenemar, as it says in our parsha, v'haya ki yavo alecha kol dvarma eila v'shafta l'shem alkecha. V'shafta is saying the future. The Jew, you will do tshuva. So how does Rambam understand that pasuk? As a future nevuah. B'nei Yisrael will do tshuva. Says Rav Zsolti, there's a prerequisite for something to be a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are eternal. If a mitzvah is not eternal, it cannot be a mitzvah. Hashem tells the Jewish people, don't go out of your houses Pesach night. That's not an eternal mitzvah, because that only applied for a certain amount of time. Right? There are certain commandments that applied at certain times in history. Those can't be mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have to be eternal. We might not be able to do certain mitzvahs at certain times in history, but that's not our fault. We don't have a mizbeach, so we can't bring karbanos. We can't keep Tumen Tara because we don't have the paraduma. But that doesn't mean the mitzvah is not in full force. We just can't do it. We just can't do it. But if there's a mitzvah that is not eternal, so then it cannot be counted as a mitzvah. Says Rav Zsolti, what does the Rambam here say? We will do tshuva. There's a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will do tshuva. Meaning, our lechora, we won't have Bechir Chavshus at that point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it's got to happen. Says Rav Zsolti, it can't be a mitzvah then. If Hashem promises that we will do tshuva, for sure, can't be a mitzvah. This is his creative thought for the Rambam. Asher al kein, lo kazav haRambam she'etzem ha'tshuva yimitzvah say. Vidu, you'll still have the choice of doing. You do tshuva, but are you going to confess? So that's still in your power. Says Rav Zsolti, klomar, where it's underlined, she'hatshuva hi davar she'muchrach lavo. Tshuva is something that is muchrach, it's bound to happen. Im kein lo shayach lomar, she'etzem ha'tshuva yimitzvah say. You can't say the tshuva is the mitzvah. She'klalu b'chol mitzvah say v'lo say. What's the rule? She'in misoris b'yad b'nei adam l'kaiman alo l'kaiman. You have to have a chiyuch hashus for a mitzvah, and that way it will be eternal. So at a certain point in history, we will not have a chiyuch hashus, says Rav Zsolti. And therefore, it cannot be a mitzvah. Even now. And that's why it's just background. Again, many other ways to understand that pasuk. A more general, we will have Bechira, but Hashem knows that we'll fulfill our Bechira. But this is his idea for the Rambam. Maybe the most pashut and simple understanding out of all the answers that are given for this Rambam is that again of the Meshech Chachma. In source number 7. Right again in our parsha. It also says, why doesn't the Rambam quote it? By our question. And he says, very insightful. Iskasha Rabin Bazet, Amai lo mola tshuva, v'nisbonin d'shem tshuva, kifi ma shemora shma. What does the word tshuva mean? To return. What does that mean? Eich mechsheves l'mitzvah, sheyashuv mi kislo, v'lo yachta od. How could it be a mitzvah? Let's say I'm a chal shabbos, chas v'shalom. It's a mitzvah for me to stop. It's a separate mitzvah for me to stop being Mechal Shabbos. That's a separate mitzvah. A separate one of the 613. Says the Meshech Chachma, unbelievable. Just like I wasn't allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in the first place, that's the same mitzvah of Shabbos that tells me you can't be Mechal Shabbos, tells me I can't be Mechal Shabbos again. And again and again. Says the Meshech Chachma, what do you mean there's a mitzvah of tshuva? Every Aveira has in it, stop it. Don't do it again. Just because you did it once, so then stop it already. So you need a separate mitzvah to tell you that? Says the Mesh Chacham, of course there can't be a mitzvah of tshuva. Because every time we did something wrong, the same reason that we shouldn't have done it in the first place is the reason why we can't do it a second time. Not because there's a separate mitzvah, oh, you better stop. The first azara that's prevented me from sinning, terem shechata, before I sinned, nothing changed. What, I ate treif one day. So this next day, oh no, you know what? I really can eat treif, but tshuva says I can't. What are you talking about? The same avera of eating treif the first time is avera the second time. Tshuva's got to be something beyond that. Can't be just stopping the avera. Can't be, it has to be beyond that. Amna mitzvah sa tshuva. Asher alzet sorav mitzvah pradis. What's the separate mitzvah? Hu im shechata v'ozev eschato mitzvah lehizvados. That's not natural. I did it, and I'm sorry I did it, and I won't do it again. That's not natural from every mitzvah. The mitzvah of eating, the avir of eating treif doesn't tell me, you know what, you better announce that you did it, and you better feel bad about it. No, it just tells me to stop. That's the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva, the ikur idea of tshuva, flows from every avir itself. You don't need a mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah is the vidui. The mitzvah is beyond. Once I do the tshuva based on the original ashara, that's when I need it. It says that at the end of Alatshuva, Ba'atzma in Lachashva, La Mitzvah Chadasha, we cannot think of it as a new mitzvah, Zulas Hatzivuyim, Shekvarnet Stavu Aleihim. The Zeh Borur. And that is clear, and again, like I said, maybe that is the most simple to the point pshat of the Rambam, why he does not quote the mitzvah of Tshuva. Okay, two more ideas. Got to the Shemai. So we have in Vayelech now, flipping over to the next parsha. In Vayelech, we have the last two mitzvahs in the Torah. Mitzvah 612 is Hakel, and Mitzvah 613 is writing a Sefer Torah. So the Mitzvah of Hakel, we know in the 8th year, this year, probably have something at the Kotel, the 8th year, the year of the Shemitah, the Be'ez Hashem, what? Sorry? Last year. I'm still, because last year was all the Shemitah fruit, right? So I was still in Shemitah mode last year. But right, so last year in the 8th year, that was last year. Right, they had two. I remember they had two. Right, and now I remember it. Right, Achtos. So Hakel was last year, Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully Mashiach next Hakel will really have it. We'll really have it. So this is Hakel. Everybody comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he has the Melech read for the Torah. So says the pasuk beginning of Vayelech. Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel Pasuk. Yeah, the Torah says Hakel Pasuk Yud Beis Hakel Asam Haanashim Anashim Ataf Men, Women, and Children. The Ger Chayshabekarav and the Ger Laman Yishmu Laman Yobadu said everybody hears and learns. The Yaruot Hashem Alkechem. They fear Hashem. The Shamru Lasos Kachol. Right, and they do everything as called the Torah Zos. This is the mitzvah of Hakel. Two ideas. Well, one leading into the next one. First of all, how old were these children? Taf, babies. Says the Ramban in source number 8. How old were these babies that we're talking about that came to Hakel? Hema Taf, line 5. Ki yishmu v'yishalu. They'll hear and they'll ask some kashas. They'll hear the Torah. V'yiha avos yargilum v'yachan chosam. And the avos will bring them and educate them. Meaning, says the Ramban, it has to be a kashas yilachinuch. It's got to be children of age that understand the Torah, that realize what's going on. Ki ein hataf hazeh yonkesha dayim. These aren't babies who are still suckling from their mother. It can't be. What use would they be in the Beis HaMikdash? Avalhem ktanei hashanim akrobim l'schanech. They're ktanim. They're ktanim that are able to be educated. V'zeh tamlum v'lamdu liyira ba'atid. They will fear, based on this experience, they will have Yerushamayim. Ki l'mal amar v'lamdu v'yaru. Says the Ramban, that's what I think is the pshat. Right? Children that are old enough to understand. But, Ramban says, I acknowledge what Chazal say. Aval Rabboseinu Amru, and this is where Rashi quotes, Ha'anashim l'omod, Va'anashim l'shmoa, Va'hataf l'amaba, Litein schar l'mivi ehem. Why the babies brought? To give schar to the people who bring them. Right? The people who push the baby carriages, they're going to get schar for bringing the babies. That's the Chazal. So Ramban says, I acknowledge what I think the pshat of the Torah is against Chazal. Let's keep this in mind. Let's go for a minute to the Gemara in Chagiga, which the Ramban was just quoting. The Ramban says, the Gemara says in source number 9, Ma'isa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broker, Rabbi Ozer ben Chasma, Shehalchu l'Hagba p'nei Rabbi Yeshua ben Pekiyin. two rabbis were going to meet Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Laham, so when they go there, he says to them, Machidish Hayah Bebeis HaMedrash Hayom. No? Tell me a Bart, tell me a Chidish that they came up with in the Beis Medrash today. Amru Lo, they said to Rabbi Yeshua, Talmidecha Anu. You're the Rebbe. We're going to tell you a Bart with the Talmidim. You're the Rebbe. Amar Laham, Afal Pikein, Yefshel Beis Medrash Below Chidish. Still, it's impossible. It's impossible for a Beis Medrash without a Chidish. It's got to have something. Something was said today. Shabbos Omihaisa. Whose week was it to give Shir? Whose week? We know when Blazman Azariah took over, they switched off weeks with Rabbi Gamliel. Whose week was it? They said Shabbos or Blazman Azariah Haisa. It was his week. Blazman Azariah gave Shir. Ubama Haisa Agada Hayom. No, what was the Shir on? Amru Lo Beparshas Hakel. He spoke about Hakel today. Uma Darish Ba. Oh, what did he say? So he says, Ah, Chazal. Hakel is Ah, Manashim Manashim Ataf. Im Manashim Boim Lumo, Manashim Boim Lumo, Ataf Lama. Why do the babies come? Kidei Litin Schalim Aviehen. Because you want to give Schar reward to the people who bring them. Amar Lahem, says Rabbi Yeshua, Margolis Tova Haisa Biyadchem, Ubikashim La'ada Bimeni? You had such a pearl, such a jewel of a thought, and you didn't want to tell me? This is unbelievable. That drush is amazing. So excited. So I once heard from Rabbi Flaum, another rabbi of the White Shul, got two tonight, right? He says, what was he so excited about? Right, they say, oh, you wanted to be ma'abed this for me? Rabbi Yeshua? What was he so excited about? What was so excited about this drasha? So he said, if you look, maybe he was quoting someone, if you look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai are listed, one of them is Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua is one of the Talmidim listed, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, which is Rabbi Yehoshua. He's one of the Talmidim listed. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lists the praise of every Talmud. What's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya? Third wide line in Source number 10, Ashrei Yoladato. Praiseworthy are the ones who bore him. Awesome parents. Ashrei Yoladato. What was so great? So I gave you, there were two different chazals. One of them is quoted in Rashi there on Pirkei Avos in Source 17. Vani Shamati, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Levisha Imo Garmalo Shiya Chacham, because his mother had a lot to do with his being a Talmud Chacham. Shekala Yamim Shibarta Imo, all the months that she was pregnant, she used to go around to all the Bate Medrash, and Vomerislam, she used to say, Davin, that I have a great, that I have a Talmud Chacham. Davin, that my son turns out okay. Davin, please. She went around and asked all the Rabbanim to Davin. Right? Revolbi says, part of child rearing is child rearing, but even more than child rearing itself is davening for our children. Says Rav Volpe, that's even more than the actual child rearing. So she went around, she's saying, Davin, 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 Davin. But there's another Yerushalmi that says, not only did she do that, but after she had the baby, she used to bring his crib into the Beis Medrash. Just imbibe the atmosphere. Right? Soak it in. Soak it in. Says Rabbi Flaum, now we understand in Source number 9 why he was so excited about this drasha. He knew his mother slept him around in this crib into the Beis Medrash. He's like, what is she doing this for? What is she doing this for? Now here's Hakel. Hataf latin schar l'mivyehem. The babies also bring them. Why? Because even just the atmosphere of Torah, the atmosphere of spirituality around, even if they don't understand anything, the babies, still we bring them into the Beis Medrash. Ashrei Yoladato. That's why he was so excited when he finally understood why his mother did it. Why his mother did it. There was a connected thought which might give us some nechama to some of us. Rav Nassim Adler, this is quoted in Source 18 in Torah Ladas. So if you think about it, if we take like Chazal said we're talking about babies here. If you think about it, if I wanted to get a spiritual experience in the Beis HaMikdash, hearing the king laying from the Torah, I'm going to listen, everyone going to soak it up. Would it be better for me to go myself? Maybe just the older kids? Or if I bring my babies, I got one on one shoulder, one pulling the other leg, and I'm trying to listen to the Torah. What kind of spiritual experience is that going to be? I'll probably come late because I forgot the diaper bag, right? And this and that, I'll go there, schlep. You know what's, that's going to be a spiritual experience. Once happened, I remember a number of years ago before we lived in Eretz Yisrael, so I remember we went to Maris HaMachpelah. We went to with Simcha Hachbaum. We got a whole bus. We went Baruch Hashem to Maris HaMachpelah. I was so excited. I hadn't been there in a bunch of years, so we went there all excited. We took a tour outside. We go in. We're going to daven mincha by Kever Avos. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So we go up. We have our own minyan of the whole family there, the extended family. We're about to start mincha. Kaddish before, after Ashrei. Ashrei was unbelievable. The Kavana, amazing. We're in Mars and Machpeu. How many times you get the daven there? The Chazan starts Kaddish, wonderful. Starts one Ashrei. In the first bracha, never forget it. In the first bracha, I don't know how we, one of my kids was two at that time, three. Abba, I have to go to the bathroom. If anybody's ever been in Maris HaMachpelah, there is no bathroom in Maris HaMachpelah. It's what I've been looking forward to. This is, I'm like, You know, the old, maybe the urge will disappear if I go, right? So, I tried. Didn't work. So I kind of, you know, try to pass it on to my wife. Like, point. Like, my wife's spirituality in Maris HaMachpelah is less than mine. So I'm like, Lamaise was not the most spiritual tefillah that I've ever had, especially anywhere else, let alone Maris HaMachpelah. Says Rav Nosson Adler, so what's Hakel? You know what you learn from this mitzvah? Where it's underlined. Shetov levatel ma'at mishleima shalo kedei lachanech habanim beruach haTorah. Sometimes we sacrifice. Sometimes we quote-unquote have to not get the experience that we could have gotten if we were single, if we just brought the older. But that's what life's about. Life's about bringing our family up with us. And that's what you learn from Hakel. Don't leave them at home. Bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to hear every word, okay. But your kids are going to get something out of it. That's Hakel. Similar Vart, I forgot I saw it after I made the sheet. But there's another idea said by one of the Rebbes, the Imri Moshe, one of the Hasidisha Rebbes, on a line in Maseches Brachos. Line in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on Daf. Daf Ches. The Gemara says the source for being Maver Sedra, going through the parasha. La'olam. The Gemara says it's not on your sheet. Just write it down on the side. La'ol. It's worth writing down on the side. La'olam. I mean, he doesn't need my haskama. Hopefully, everything we say here is worth writing down. I'm just the conduit. La'olam yashlam adam parshiyosav matzibur. A person should be mashlam his parshas with the tzibur. I have to be Maver Sedra. Do the parsha every week. Shekola mashlam parshiyosav matzibur. Whoever does Maver Sedra, marichano yamavushnosav. He has long life. Asks the Imre Moshe, what does it mean, Olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav in my tzibur? A person should be Mashlim his parshas. It's my parsha, not your parsha. Olam Yashlim Adam Parshios. What do you Parshiyosav in my tzibur? Everybody has a specific parsha. And also, what's the Midah Keneged Midah of Arichas Yamim? Well, if you're Mashlim, you're going to get Arichas Yamim. Just for that? That Mitzvah Drabanan of going through the parsha? So what does it mean, Parshiyosav, and what's Arichas Yamim? This is quoted, by the way, in the Sefer Magolios HaShas. Sefer, the quotes different Hasidic Shavarts on Agadata, on various Gemaras. So he quotes there, we each have a Parsha of ours. It's called our life. And we are each trying to fulfill the Parsha that we have to fulfill. We each have a Tafkid. We each are born into a certain generation, into a certain community, into a certain area, and we have a Tafkid to fulfill. That's our Parsha. Sometimes we might feel it's easier to focus on myself. I got what to do. I got to learn myself. I got to work on myself. To focus on the outside is I'm going to lose. I'm going to be brought down. I can't sacrifice for others. I got to work on me. I got my own avodas Hashem to do. Says the Imre Moshe, La'olam yashlam adam parshiyosav. His personal parsha must be. He has to be mashlam that imatzibur. You got to do that with the tzibur. You got to do that with others. That's the goal. Why? Shekol adam. You think you're going to lose? You think you're going to give away something? If you're marshal paishav and tzibur, ma'arichan lo yavo vishnosav. That's going to give you arichas yamin. Just the opposite. You think your own parsha, you got to focus on yourself? No. Parshiyosav im hatzibur. That's hakel. Anashim anashim betaf. It's not just to focus on ourselves. It's to focus on others as well. Okay, and just to finish up, connected idea, but it's really a separate idea. I don't know if I mentioned this before. I've used it in Shabbat Shuvah drashes. So really, just an amazing ha'ara. We know in Parshat Vayelech, if you look, it's in most chumashim. If you look at the side of the chumash, in towards the end of the parsha, you got the where is it? Where's the? Let me have that chumash. I think it's in there. Right at the end of the parsha, we have. Let me find it. There it is. At the end of the second pasuk in Maftir, the last pasuk by Maftir, Chavches. Pasuk Chavches. In the middle of the pasuk, it says, "V'ya'id b'amitzah shmayim v'saretz." Hashem says, "I will bring testimony, bring the heavens and the earth as testimony that you should keep my mitzvahs. So in most chumashim, there's an asterisk on the va'aida, going to the side of the chumash, and it says, Berosh ha'amud, beiz yud hei shin mem vav, simen. What does that mean? So the Rama writes in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that even though every parsha, every column in the Torah starts with a vav, every column in the Torah has a vav at top, there are six that, there's a mesorah not. There's a mesorah that six parshas have to be at the top. Six parshas have to be at the top. And they start Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav. That's the abbreviation. Beis is Bereishis, obviously. Bereishis. Yud. There's a machlokas about some of them. That's why you might find, that's why different Torahs look differently. I give you the Taz and the Shach. Taz and the Shach in Source 2021, they talk about different shitas. But the Rama writes, the source of this, 19, Yisofer Medaktikim Lift of OCOs Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav Barosh Amudim. Some write these letters. Right? Many Sefer Torahs have a vav at the top. Koranoso, vave ha'amudim. The vavs. Vave ha'amudim literally means the hooks in the Mishkan. But the vavs, but vav, there's a mesorah to have these six. These six. Breishes, yoducha, achacha. This is the last one. The Aidabam. The Aidabam. So I once heard from Rabbi J.J. Schachter. It says, Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav, if you read it, it spells something out. Barosh ha'amud. Bikashimo, Barosh ha'amud. In the name of God is at the top of my column. Bikashimo Barosh ha'amud. On the last Shabbos of the year, the last Aliyah of the year, we realize and we think about, we are each writing a book. Or each writing, as we just said, we each have our own parsha. What's our title? What's at the top of our amud? What are we yearning for? What's the name of our book? Bikashimo Barosh ha'amud. We got to have B'kashimo. Everything in life has to have that goal. B'kashimo Barosh ha'amud. Parshios of Imatzibor, but at the top, it has to be B'kashimo Barosh ha'amud. So, B'ed Hashem, we should all be Zochem to fulfill our parsha, to fulfill our, write our book. And B'ed Hashem, this last Shabbos of the year, we should fill it with Torah, fill it with meaning. And B'ed Hashem, we should all be Zochem to a Shana Tova and Achsiv Achsim Tova. Next week, we'll figure out. Maybe we will have a Shiran Zosa Bracha. I don't know. We'll figure it out.